You're listening to Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Scarlett Serna. Right now, live from our Cedar Falls studios, it's Peas and Carrot. That sounded great. Audrey, would you introduce the band for us and tell us where you're from and how Peas and Carrot came to be?
Sure. On bass here, we have Walter Goodnight. He resides in Cedar Falls, Iowa. On drums, Nathan Lance. Nathan. He also resides in Cedar Falls, Iowa. We started playing again probably about a year and a half ago when I moved back to Cedar Falls. Nathan started playing drums. Walter was bored, needed something to do. So we put him on bass, and we've been around for about a year and a half now.
Okay, and yeah, that is Audrey Robinson speaking on vocals and guitar. Congratulations on the new EP, Big Girl Shoes. Are those your shoes on the cover, Audrey?
Those are my shoes.
Love the EP. Is that just a taste of more to come? Is there possibly more
to come in the future? Yeah, we've talked to Brooke Strauss about starting recording a full-length album in March with him. So I think we're going to get started on that, end of February.
All right. Well, sounds great. Let's hear more from Peas and Carrot.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We're here live with Peas and Carrot. It's time for a break, and we'll be right back after this with more from Peas and Carrot.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
I'm Scarlett Cerna with IPR Studio One, and we're here live with Peas and Carrot.
Accept it, 'cause you're not. is in thee.
It's Peas and Carrot live in our Cedar Falls studios. Audrey, I love your voice. It's very distinct, very soulful. Do you draw any influences from any other singers?
Not Janis Joplin. I mean, obviously, everybody has influences. I listen to a lot of Bob Dylan, but I also listen to, I don't know, there's too many to list of, I guess I'd say music is my inspiration.
Okay. Right? Okay.
It's a hard question.
So, what's the story behind the name Peas and Carrot?
We couldn't think of anything better to call ourselves. That was the... Nobody here liked Space Cobra, so... Peas and Carrot, sounded like a tastefully phallic name.
Okay, I'll take that. All right, are there any upcoming shows, events for Peas and Carrot happening?
We are playing Saturday at the Library on the Hill. Mm-hmm. December 13th at Octopus on the Hill, and December 20th in Des Moines at Vaudeville Muse.
Okay. And for people who are interested in purchasing your music, the new EP, Big Girl Shoes, or hearing more from Peas and Carrot, where can they go for that?
You can find a download for Big Girl Shoes on our Bandcamp page, peasandcarrot.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. You can download the album there. You can also, I work at Octopus, so I've kept a stash there if you want to shake me down. But for all the songs we're playing tonight, you can find on our Bandcamp.
Okay. Thanks to Peas and Carrot for joining us this evening. Thanks to Phil Moss, technical producer, Tony Daner, and Mark Simmet. I'm Scarlett Serna, and let's hear one more from Peas and Carrot.
Looks like it's been another good year for tombstones.